This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. A lot of people on the text line telling me to stop crying. I remember doing the show last year when Pitt got left out and Virginia got put in, and there was a lot of crying that happened then. I think we should all understand each other. We should all hold hands. Sing kumbaya. Pitt got screwed last year. West Virginia got screwed this year. We all understand the plight.
I understand it, and I feel your pain. And the reason why I'm like okay with feeling your pain right now and understanding you is because it's universal. Like, there's not, you know, outside of North Carolina fans, I mean, there's not anybody out there that has followed college basketball and follows college basketball that doesn't think that West Virginia got screwed.
That's exactly right.
Everybody thinks that. Everybody knows. Everybody's like, this is ridiculous, because it is.
You remember when we talked to Jay Billis last year about Pitt, too? I mean, it was the same kind of thing. And you can rationalize, at least I know I can, a bad loss, right? We were talking about it before the show. Like, your team loses the backyard brawl, and that sucks, and you mope about it because it's a rivalry game, and it just means a ton. But it's a game decided on the field. And so you go, they were better than us. And you can wrap your head around that. That's an easy thing to understand. You are a favorite and you lose. You can wrap your head around that. Man, we didn't play well. Man, you give credit to the other guys. And I'm not talking about the backyard brawl. I'm just talking about in general. But when there's a committee of people who look at Pitt last year and look at West Virginia this year and go, oh, those teams didn't deserve to make it. It's just a really hard thing to wrap your head around, because you can break it down to the nth degree. And there's so many contradictions in these brackets. Like, for some teams, quality wins matter. For other teams, apparently they don't. And in Pitt's case last year, they got squeezed out because of all the bid stealers. But even then, you look at Virginia, who gets in, and you go, okay, why didn't Pitt get it? If someone had to be left out, why didn't that team get left
right
out? And it's just a tough thing to rationalize. And it's incredibly frustrating. Not to be lost in all of this, Greg Gumbel, big time missed on the selection show yesterday.
Yes.
One of the all-time legends, and it just, one of the best days in sports is Selection Sunday, and to not have his voice as the backdrop for it, it was honestly jarring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we grew up on that guy doing that and doing it with class and asking really good questions of the selection committee afterwards, and I think it was missing, and it was obvious to everyone who loves basketball yesterday that Greg Gumbel wasn't a part of that. All right, you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The NFL news of the weekend affects the Steelers in a couple of different ways, Doran. Ja'Marr Chase, 4 years, $161 million, $112 million guaranteed. He is the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So that had been Myles Garrett for like 10 minutes. Now it's Ja'Marr Chase. But the bigger noteworthy thing is that now T. Higgins is going to remain a Cincinnati Bengal. 4 years, $115 million, the first 2 years guaranteed. He is the highest paid wide receiver two now in the history of the NFL. And why do you do it? Because you got Joe Burrow.
Absolutely.
And you want to keep that guy happy. I think they did the wrong thing here. I think they should have paid Trey Hendrickson. Their defense left him out last year. He had 17 sacks. He could have been the defensive player of the year. Now they're going to have to trade him, and an already awful defense is going to be that much worse. I don't know that that's great business, man. Like, because I think Joe Burrow, you get another wide receiver too in there, so you draft a guy in round one. I think Joe Burrow is going to do pretty well with that guy. And I'm not dismissing T. Higgins as a great player. T. Higgins is a wonderful football player. Wouldn't mind seeing him in a black and gold.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm paying the quarterback and I'm paying the best receiver in football, I feel like we're going to be able to score points. I need to address that defense, and now they took a step backwards defensively for a team that was really one of the worst defensive teams in the NFL last season.
It's just an offensive-driven league.
I get it.
If you have two guys and you have Joe Burrow, I think that always gives you a chance, and then you could fill those needs in the draft. I know that you can go younger. I mean, I know that you would be going younger. Trey Hendrickson's one of the best players at his position in the NFL, but I'm all for it. I think that they made the right decision because it is an offensive-driven league, and that's how you're going to score points, and that's how you're going to keep yourselves in games, and you could figure out the defense and hope that you can get a good schemer that they just got a new defense coordinator. Hopefully he's a good schemer. Then you can kind of just, bring those guys along while you're running this high-powered offense. So, I mean, you got one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best players in the NFL at that position. Surround him with as much talent as possible. Lock that up. You will always give yourself a chance, I think.
See, I get it. And I think it's mostly about the mindset of Joe Burrow, who some of his end-of-season press conferences, like, he said all the right things, but you could just tell, man, he was frustrated, and he wanted to keep that band together. Patrick Mahomes didn't do that. They traded Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they said, we're gonna rely on the greatness of our quarterback, and he's going to elevate, and we're still going to be good. Like, I understand why Cincy did it. They want to keep Joe Burrow happy. I just think they'd be able to score points with Ja'Marr Chase and Emeka Abuka or something like that, And I would have done it the other way. But you do not want that quarterback being pissed.
Right.
And you're running the big chance of him getting pissed. And I don't believe that guys like Myles Garrett should be able to have a say in personnel decisions. I do think Joe Burrow probably should.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately for me, I think this became a Joe Burrow decision. And he wants to throw to his guys.
Yeah.
And they're going to score 30 points a game next year because that's what they do. Are they going to give up 35? We'll see. Firing the defensive coordinator was a good step, but I just think they're lacking so much talent there. The other way this affects the Steelers is, I know I've said this a bunch. Okay, you're paying DK Metcalf. Thought they were going to pay Brandon Ayuk. I thought that always spelled the end for George Pickens. Doesn't necessarily have to. The reason it will for the Steelers, though, is because they are going to pay TJ Watt.
Right.
And the Bengals are not going to pay Trey Hendrickson. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. This doesn't make me more scared of the Bengals, though. Like, they're the same offense. It's a great offense. But I don't think they're not a better team. It's not like they went out there and acquired somebody new.
Right.
Like, it doesn't affect what happens on the field. T. Higgins could be a happier camper, but the same guys you're still gonna have to defend out there,
Yeah, you're just gonna have to defend them longer. Like, you're just gonna, for more years than probably anticipated. Yeah, like, you're like, okay, like, T. Higgins' contract's up at the end of the year. They're definitely gonna move on from him, right? They're not gonna be able to pay both. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase's contract's up too, so they're not gonna be able to pay both. So we're gonna have to just worry about one guy. Now you're gonna have to worry about two guys for 4 years.
I think they missed their boat or missed their window here. I don't think they're gonna win a Super Bowl.
I don't think they're gonna win a Super Bowl. Yeah. No, I think they'll get close, but I think they're going to be in the same window as Buffalo. Like, I don't think that Buffalo's going to win a Super Bowl. They may get to one, and that's going to be the exact same thing as Joe Burrow did with Cincinnati. Like, they may get to one, but I don't think they're going to win one.
Mm-hmm.
But
honestly, you can look at it this way. I mean, you're in the division with Cincinnati, and so now you're right. Like, we got to deal with those two now for the next 4 years. It's a good point made by you. I mean, T. Higgins could have wound up in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
Yep.
He could have wound up with Buffalo. and you could have kind of spread out the goodness. The depth of the AFC, I think, would have gotten much deeper. Like, if he went, let's just say, to the Chargers, all of a sudden I look at them as a much more legitimate threat.
That's how I always look at the kind of things, too, man. It's like, even with the DK Metcalf situation, I said a couple weeks ago, I was like, listen, it's one thing to add a big-time player to your team that enhances what you do, but you also, on the counter of that, don't want him going to a team that you're going to have to play.
Right.
Like, you don't want them going to somewhere where you have to face those guys, and it bolsters somebody else that's going to get in your way of trying to get to a Super Bowl.
All of a sudden, you feel like you're dealing with four teams, and now, oh, dang, like the Chargers just legitimized themselves.
Right.
Or Buffalo, who's right there, now they've just legitimized themselves, giving him a true, and I mean Josh Allen, a true bona fide star-type receiver. I mean, we've been dealing with Cincinnati for years now in this kind of makeup. Now you're just going to have to keep dealing with them. And it doesn't bolster one of those other big-time favorites, which I guess is good for the Steelers, as you try to rationalize it, when you try to look for the good. 412-928-9370. Can you pay George Pickens and DK Metcalf? We'll get into that a little bit when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So you don't want me calling this guy, this, what's his name, Bubba Cunningham?
You're not going to do it. There's no way.
Well, here's where I think the conversation is. I either call him on the air or I call him off the air, but I'm absolutely calling this guy.
I don't think you call him at all.
You don't think I'll call him?
Nope. Not within the next 3 hours.
I'm 100% calling Bubba Cunningham. Oops.
Cal's is like, what's going on?
Bubba Cunningham is the athletic director at the place where Michael Jordan went to college, Cal's. Just so you know. That'd be North Carolina.
Didn't you say you went to Duke?
Oh, my God. Give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm lashing out in every direction. I'm very cranky. I'm criticizing the Bengals for keeping their quarterback happy. Would I be criticizing them any other day? I don't know. I think it's understandable, yet bad business. And we'll get into that coming up in a second. Maybe I'm lashing out in the wrong direction here too, Doran. The Penguins all of a sudden have won four games in a row. They're just 6 points out of a playoff spot, which means they still have a huge mountain to climb. But they were 4 points out just this weekend. That's pissing me off too. Like, stop it.
What would you rather see them do?
Stop it!
Make the playoffs or not make the playoffs?
They're not going to.
So don't try.
Like, they could win all their games, the remaining games, and they're still probably not going to make it because they have so many teams to climb, and these teams all have games in hand. We knew at some point they'd get hot, but it had become so late in the season, I kind of figured, all right, well, maybe this will be the year they don't. Well, now they are. And they beat three playoff teams in that stretch, and they're hurting their draft stock. And they're not going to make it. It's great. Sidney Crosby's accruing points, and he's going to break that Gretzky record that, you know, he definitely cares about. And I think a lot of people who follow the team care about. That's all well and good. You can do that while losing. I wanted them to lose, but lose valiantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted them to play good hockey, show that they care, maybe punch a dude in the face when they go after Sid, stuff like that. I did not want them to win four games in a row.
And, now, and of course, Jari's playing like out of his mind right now.
And you know what? That's a double-edged sword too, because, you know, the hope is he plays well again and you lose, but he plays well and maybe a team, as the cap goes up, says, well, he's been a two-time All-Star. He rediscovered his game. But what if he convinces them that he's the guy?
Yep.
Like, what if they think all of a sudden, oh, Tristan Jarry, he might be our goaltender of the future now. We might as well keep him around. We're paying him. I don't want to see that.
Yep.
Because here's the thing about Jarry. We've seen this before. Jari's athletic. Jarry has pedigree. Jarry's been an all-star. Jarry's had great spells where he's carried the team. But when the games matter, he pees down his leg. Well, we're not going to get to see him in games that matter this year. So he could go on this unbelievable winning streak, be one of the best goalies in hockey the rest of the season. If you don't get playoff series to see what he can do, how can your opinion possibly change on the guy? But it might, because we've talked about this. I think Kyle Dubas is doing a pretty good job right now with the quote-unquote rebuild portion of this. He's never been good at the goalie thing, and I don't want to see him get fooled. So that's where we are with the Penguins. Where they're,
I want to see them make it.
They're not going to make it!
They might. That would be something. That would be crazy.
If you could tell me, I'll play that game and play that hypothetical. If you told me that they will make it, I'm not going to be bummed. Because they have traded assets.
Mm-hmm.
They have stocked up in the draft these next 3 years. They kept Raquel, and he's $5 million bucks. And if you've made the playoffs with him, and now you can take some of those assets and you can throw him into a roster that made the playoffs, that's what happened with Washington.
Yeah. Killing two birds with one stone.
Right. I would be fine with it, and you get to watch playoff hockey, and even if they're not going to do anything, well, that's fun. Even if they got into the last few games of the season to have meaning, and it's warm out and it's staying light out later, I think we could all get excited and get behind that. But they're not going to be able to win enough to make it. You know? If I could have that reassurance, then yeah, keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to win enough to not get a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
And then they're not going to make the playoffs, which is just as, that's as much of a disaster as you could possibly get. 412-928-9370. You want to see the Penguins make the playoffs? 412-928-9370. Could you see a circumstance where the Steelers pay George Pickens and DK Metcalf?
No, I can see them franchising him. Does that count?
I think that's absolutely a possibility. I think it's absolutely a possibility.
Does that count as paying him?
No.
That doesn't count, right?
No.
I could see them franchising him for 2 years.
Do it 1 year, do it the next year. Do the old Kirk Cousins thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that if DK Metcalf is what we thought and he frees up George on the other side. George should have a career year this year. And then if you're looking for a franchise quarterback next year, it'd be really hard to say, hey, young buck, come on in. Oh, who are you throwing to? DK Metcalf and, well, I don't know. Like, that would be a good place to spend your money if he has a great season, if he keeps it on the straight and narrow, and I think on the field he's going to perform really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you rule that out. It can be done. Philadelphia is paying two wide receivers. Now, the Bengals are paying two wide receivers. Becomes harder depending on what they do with Watt, but they have money earmarked for Rodgers right now, and it'll be a contract because we know Omar Khan is very good at that. It'll be a contract they can get out of after this year. And so there's $35 million bucks right there, something around there. You could do it.
Yeah.
You absolutely could. And I don't know that that's bad business if he shows that he can be counted on. I do think he's going to have a hell of a year. I'll put my stamp on that now. I mean, that's not exactly a hot take, but...
Even if it's Mason? Especially if it's Mason May, because I think that they had a good rapport.
I think Mason or Russ fit with the roster they have.
Yeah.
Like Mason, I think one of his biggest strengths is also one of his biggest flaws. Like we saw it in that Ravens game in the monsoon where he fumbled because he got hit on the blind side. He just stands there, man. He stands there. He surveys the field. His feet almost look like they're stapled to the ground, like he's one of those, you know, old school board game football games. And he's going to look to push it down the field. Now, Russ does the same thing. I mean, he tries to move around back there. He doesn't look over the middle of the field, but he'll hold on to the football forever. Mm-hmm. He's still got a great deep ball. I think any of the three quarterback options can fit throwing the ball downfield, and that's how the Steelers are designed. And I think George Pickens is primed to have the best year of his career if he understands that, hey, I might not be the guy every single game. It might alternate there with DK Metcalf. It's going to really depend on the coverages. Like, you should have an easier time getting open than you ever have in your career.
Well, I mean, if you're a student of the game, which I would hope that most players are at that level, I would go back and watch the Seattle film and DK Metcalf film, but not watch DK Metcalf, watch Tyler Lockett, watch Jackson Smith and Jigba, and see how much they ate because of DK Metcalf, and be like, okay, I can see me doing this. That's what I would be watching if I was George right now. Like, all right, let me see what the other guys were doing whenever DK Metcalf was lined up at the X receiver on the other side, and see how much these guys got targets. So, and they did a lot. All three of them got a lot. So George should be really happy right now if you are a student of the game.
And maybe this T. Higgins thing, like, you don't have to tell the truth. Like, you're Mike Tomlin, you're the front office, you don't have to tell the truth. Hey, George, look what happened to T. Higgins. They paid one guy $41 million bucks. Then they paid the other guy $115 million. We're not saying, we're just saying, go out there, dangle that carrot. Like, it can be done. Unrealistic that you're going to pay that guy a long-term contract here, but doesn't mean you have to tell him the right thing. 412-928-9370. If you missed it over the weekend, Najee Harris, man, with some absolutely scathing things to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get into that coming up next. Your thoughts on George Pickens as well, 412-928-9370. If you have a Penguins comment, wouldn't mind reacting to those either while we wait for Aaron Rodgers to make his damn decision. People are crushing us for saying that George Pickens is going to have a good year because they're criticizing Mike Tomlin's philosophy and Arthur Smith's offense. Listen, yeah, Mike Tomlin is conservative. Like, there's no question about that. In their minds, though, deep shots down the sideline are conservative. Like, they're not high risk of interceptions. If they are, they're 40, 50 yards down the field. And if you look at some of the places where these things are tracked, the Steelers, the last few years, actually threw more deep shots down the sideline than just about any team in the National Football League. That's what DK does. That's what George Pickens does. So I'm not saying I like Mike Tomlin and his philosophy. I'm not saying that Arthur Smith's got it all figured out. But what I am saying is that thing that they've done when they haven't had the skill set to do it, they now have the skill set to do. So if you think you're not going to see deep shots, no matter who the quarterback is to those guys, I don't know what the hell you're watching.
My thing is, and I kind of look at it like this, because, I mean, everything is basically like hindsight. We're predicting things. We don't know how things are going to go. We're not in the facility. But whenever I see a team trade for a receiver like DK Metcalf and pay him the amount of money that they paid him, never paid an offensive player, skilled player, that amount of money in the history of the franchise, that tells me that a philosophy is shifting and changing and has to change. A philosophy and how you play offense has to change whenever you're paying $150 million to a wide receiver. How can you justify that? How can you stay the way that you were before whenever you're paying that much money to a guy on the outside that plays the wide receiver position? To me, a philosophy has to shift into being a pass-first offense no matter what. No matter what, just because you're paying that.
Yeah, it's a wasted investment if you're not going to use the guy. If you're going to use him like Mike Williams, it's terrible business.
It's bad business. So to me, a philosophy has to change with the Steelers offense just because you paid a guy like DK Metcalf, honestly, and just right there.
And you start thinking about and connecting dots here. So who was it? Well, you had Mike Tomlin, first of all, saying that there's going to be changes, and then they do nothing with the coaching staff, and then you spend $150 million on a wide receiver. That would be a change. Who was it who reported? Josina Anderson from the NFL Combine. A lot of interesting stuff happening with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Perhaps we're talking about a philosophy shift here. You know, Omar Khan came out at the Combine and said this is an offensive league. And then they put their money quite literally where their mouth is and paid that guy $150 million. Maybe I just want to be optimistic. Maybe I just want to see it that way. But you're right, Doran. Like, you're not going to pay that guy all that kind of money and then not throw the football.
Right.
Doesn't mean that they're going to go all Mike Leach and throw it 70% of the time, or like Ben at the end of his career 68% of the time. But I think you're going to see the Steelers throw the ball more than they have in recent times.
And I know how people feel about Najee, but you don't have your 1,000-yard back, that your workhorse, kind of, if you will, there anymore. Like, the guy for 3-4 years was your workhorse, and you don't have him anymore. So, like, I don't think that Jaylen Warren is built for that. And, you know, they're going to want to run the football, but I think it's going to be a different philosophy of how they approach their offense this year moving forward because of the pieces that have left and the pieces that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
Just off of just two pieces, really.
I mean, you see who wins the Super Bowl. And yeah, they run the football. They score a lot of points. The Chiefs didn't score a lot of points this season, but when it matters most, the Chiefs generally score a lot of points. Again, I understand they didn't in the Super Bowl. I mean, Cincinnati in your own division. Baltimore scores a ton of points. Buffalo scores a ton of points. Like, you can't zig when everyone else is zagging anymore. And they've tried that. And when you spend that kind of money on a player, like, you can't lie about those kinds of things.
No.
We talk about this all the time. Like, they're going to say stuff, but you can't lie in the moves that you make.
Nope.
Like, if you're drafting, I don't know, what would a good example be? If you're drafting, you know, 4-3 inside backers instead of, you know, 3-4 guys. Like, if you're drafting a bunch of, you know, run and hit dudes instead of edge rushers. Like, oh, okay, they're undergoing a philosophy change on defense. You would think they're not going to spend that kind of money and keep on keeping on. At least that's the hope.
Well, and also if they get Aaron Rodgers. Like, I mean, so then what? So if they get Aaron Rodgers, well, even the fact that they're attempting to get Aaron Rodgers tells me that the philosophy is going to change.
Well, and you know what, Doran? Like, I don't want to ignore what happened last year either. What happened last year was they were 4-2 with Justin Fields, and the head coach said he was good, not to be confused with great, and they put in the guy that was the better passer. Like, and it didn't work out down the stretch, but they thought throwing the football was going to be the key to them being a true legitimate contender. And like, I crushed them a lot, and there's a lot of reasons that they deserve to be crushed. They ran the ball more than any team in football in second and long situations last year. Like, all that stuff's true, and they were very predictable. But they went with who they thought was the better passer. Now they've signed a guy for $150 million. I think it's reasonable to have some hope that they're changing their stripes a little bit. And if it doesn't happen, we can crush them for it.
Yeah.
Because we have the platform to do so.
Yeah, and we'll be wrong. Like, fine, okay, if George doesn't have a good year, we're wrong, but I'm willing to bet that he has a good year.
Well, it would also speak to their philosophy shifting if they don't trade George Pickens.
Like, that too.
Usually it's one guy, right? One guy they'll pay, Antonio Brown, and then Mike Wallace is gone, and that list goes on and on and on. I mean, you keep George Pickens while you've got DK Metcalf. I mean, what are you going to run the wing T?
Right. What, are they just going to do conditioning out there, just run streak routes and just not get the ball?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
They're going to be out there getting the football. That's the way that they're going to run
your offense. Oh, this DK Metcalf,
that's how you win.
Doran, he's a $150 million blocker, this guy.
Yep. Look how fast he gets down the field.
Oh, he gets out to that guy he's supposed to block real quick.
Quick.
Real quick. Ain't nobody get out to that second level to block faster than DK Metcalf. You know what? We should pay him $150 million so he can block.
You know what? We got DK Metcalf. We have George Pickens. You know why? It's because if Mason Rudolph does throw an interception, we got some guys that could tackle the defenders.
That's right.
Yeah.
We believe, from a Steelers standpoint, that winning the turnover battle, that's how we win games. How about when our turnovers turn back into turnovers?
Yep.
How about we force a fumble on the turnover?
Yep.
There we go, Doran.
Yes. You throw some WWE in it, too. Choke slams. There. That's great.
You will see that, though. There's no doubt about it. Can I vent about something real quick?
Here we go.
My For You tab used to be a wonderful mountain of porn. I might have glanced at one thing too long one time. You know what it is now? It's just a million different photos of Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director of North Carolina. Everywhere I turn to my For You tab, Bubba Cunningham. Cunningham. Damn. All right, I promise we get to Najee Harris's comments, and we will make good on that promise coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Just an awesome local story. Robert Morris going to the NCAA tournament. They'll take on Alabama in the 15-2 matchup. We'll talk to Athletic Director Chris King coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, Najee Harris out. Gets $5.3 million from the Chargers, which can go up to over $9 million. But the base salary, only $5.3 million, Doran. He took the Steelers facilities to task.
Mm.
Didn't mention him by name, but here you go.
It's a great weight room. First of all, you know, even the facility is all great things, man. This is a lot of things that they provide here, man, that, you know, you take advantage of. And I was just telling them, I was like, man, it's not like this everywhere, man. Like, you know, this is a special thing right here. Remind me of college at Alabama, you know, all the resources that they have. So, you know, just getting the chance to take advantage of all this opportunity is a blessing. And I was telling him that. I'm like, man, y'all have a great thing going on right now, you know, because it's not like this everywhere.
It's not like this everywhere, says the guy who played at one stop in the NFL for 4 years.
Right.
Now, this is not exactly breaking news. It's just a different messenger. I mean, the NFL Players Association survey the last couple of years have laid this out for all to see. And you and I have been in the Steelers facility. We've been in Pitt's facility, and the Pitt facility is better than the Steelers facility. But this is a guy putting his name on it. And I just think it's an unbelievably bad look for the franchise that he goes over to L.A. and no one's holding up the Chargers next to the Steelers.
No.
And talking about the history of these two great franchises. The Steelers are a flag-bearing, big-time NFL franchise, one of the most popular franchises in North American sports. And you're getting outspent by a team that's playing in front of other teams' fans every single week on the facilities? Like, it's a total joke, man. And if you don't think, and I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the general you, if you don't think that's going to affect, if all else is equal, a free agent going one place other than some other place, I don't know what to tell you. And it just seems like such a missed opportunity for the Steelers, man. Like, okay, it's not Heinz Field anymore. It's Acrisure Stadium. You're making, what, $10 million a year off of that? Where's that money going exactly?
Right.
Like, okay, they're going to do some upgrades to Acrisure Stadium. Fair enough. And you need to do that for the fan experience because Acrisure ain't young. I mean, it's getting up there now. But the practice facility absolutely needs an overhaul, and they've yet to address that.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. They bring in Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback from the 49ers. He came in, did a tour of the facility, was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go back to 49ers.
Seriously.
Right.
And those are the kind of guys, man, like, oh, everyone wants to play for Tomlin. Maybe. Like, I do think that carries weight. I think that's why Rodgers is still mulling the decision there. There's obviously something he likes about Pittsburgh. Patrick Queen referenced Mike Tomlin. A couple of these other guys, when they got behind the podium on Friday, mentioned Mike Tomlin. Like, Mike Tomlin is a selling point, whether we want to like it or not. But, you know, Kyle Juszczyk, if all else is equal, why wouldn't I go to a place where I'm more comfortable, where they've got the, you know, amenities? And not just that, the recovery ability. Like, the training staff got raked over the coals. The weightlifting staff got raked over the coals.
It's like night and day. I mean, I haven't played football in a decade, and I've been had a lot of stops in my career, and every single stop was 10 times better than what the Steelers were providing. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, could you imagine, like, knowing and watching the Steelers growing up whenever you were younger, and then you playing high school football, you going to college playing big-time college football, and then you getting drafted by the Steelers. And you know the Steelers, you know all the history. And then you pull up to the South Side for your first time of, like, you know, looking at, you know, being able to put your stuff in your locker. It's the first time you're pulling up to a facility, and you're like, wait, the Steelers share a facility with the college team? That would blow your mind. And I'm sure a lot of guys don't know that.
Dude,
I'm sure a lot of people don't know that.
The locker room at the practice facility.
It's crazy.
It's a high school locker room.
Yep.
It's a high school locker room. And people, I know we're going to get the people who text in and they say, oh, these are millionaire athletes and, oh, I'm not going to cry for them, blah, blah, blah. Listen, do you want your team to win? It's not the biggest thing in the world, but you have an opportunity to spend a little bit more money in these areas that it's in the margins kind of winning. I'd like to see Kyle Juszczyk here as a Steeler. Like, Arthur Smith's always used fullbacks. How many times do we have people call in that talk about linebackers and fullbacks? Because we live in the 1970s. We think about Dan Kreider and what he was able to do. People bitch, moan, complain about Cam Hayward's brother taking up a roster spot. We need a fullback to actually play fullback. Could have had one. He walks up in here. He's like,
man, what?
What's that smell? Oh, you got carpet and wood lockers?
Yeah.
Like, it's an area that you can go above and beyond in, and it might sway a free agent a year. It might sway a free agent every couple of years. But if you have a guy in for a visit, you want him to stick around. And you need to have every available advantage that you can, and they just don't give a rat's ass about it.
Nope.
And it should burn people up because they'll spend to the cap, and that's great, and they pay Mike Tomlin a lot of money, and that's probably why it doesn't trickle down to the other coaches on staff. Like, they think that's the best way to win. This is an easy way to spend a little bit more money, and it could go an extra mile.
Huh.
So, like, in principle, I think it should bother people a lot.
Well, I mean, you could say it's like, oh, well, they're millionaire athletes. Like, I mean, okay, but, like, this is where I'm spending most of my time. This is where I'm getting, like, you know, my recovery, like you're saying. Like, this is where I'm going to be. This is my home, really, is the facility. Like, I mean, I've been to half, at least half of the facilities in the NFL over 10 years ago, like 15 years ago.
They were better than this that, is
yes.
now.
Like, I remember walking into Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, to do my workout, and I was like, oh, my God, like, I will do anything to come to work here every day. It was unbelievable. This was 15 years ago.
They have a pirate ship, Doran.
It was crazy.
You said Tampa?
Tampa.
Yeah, they got a pirate ship.
Raymond James, yeah.
How cool is that damn thing?
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you ever walk up on that pirate ship?
No, I played there a bunch of times, though. In college, South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Selvey and those guys.
Yep.
They're pretty good.
Grothy. Matt Grothy.
That guy was a gamer.
Yeah, he was a dog.
Tough as nails.
Yep. Great college quarterback.
Hell of a college quarterback. Eight, right? He wore number eight?
Yep. Yeah. He had that yellow mouthpiece.
Oh, I hated him. I still do. I hate everybody today. Texter, LMFAO. So to win football games, have better facilities? Now, that's funny. Why wouldn't you, just on principle...
People just don't get it. Like,
put everything you can into the places that you can spend money. Like, you can't roll over that naming rights stuff with the stadium into the salary cap. You can roll it over into facility upgrades that, like it or don't, players care about. Invest into your players. Invest into things that your players care about. Why wouldn't guys want to be able to recover from injuries faster? For God's sakes. Like, people are missing. If you're not annoyed by this, like... I think you're just missing the point.